really want citizen scientists to be excited for this project because not only are they helping us monitor the population, but they're helping us know where these adult breeding turtles are returning to forage. So it's very important that we know where these turtles are returning to. In the past 2 decades, we've deployed a total of 20 satellite tags. And so you think about 20 years and only 20 tags, where we have 182 turtles etched right now, we could have many more sighting reports from these turtles, and we could get a larger data set. So citizen scientists out at beaches or in the water will encounter these turtles, and then we ask that they keep a respectful distance of 10 feet or 3 meters. It's very important that the turtles are not harassed. So we etch the turtle shell, and we use a non-toxic white paint to make it very easy to identify. And so these numbers will be easily seen on the shell, and then citizen scientists can take a photo and send this photo to our email, respectwildlife@noaa.gov. And on top of that, they can post this photo to social media, maybe Instagram or Facebook, and use the hashtag HonuCount2018. But it's very important that we receive these sighting reports to the email, respectwildlife@noaa.gov.